Okay. But I do think it would be good to go through and like sort of weed out what you already have as an alternate copy. I know you want to have your full version of the files. But maybe we
Absolutely.
could make a shortened version that's, more succinct for people that makes it easier for them to understand.
What I can do, like I said, is I'll take the things that have been emailed back and forth during this meeting and we'll reflect those and update those in the PBC list so we're not chasing down things that we've already received. And maybe what I can do is kind of do an abridged version of the PBC list based on the things that have been mentioned in this call that it sounds like would be most appropriate for the board members or the audit committee members to help with. And then that'll just be kind of a shortened list, and I can circulate that to everybody. I think I have everybody's email address. And then, of course, if there are any questions, people can direct the questions to me, but maybe that would accomplish what you're talking about.
And then I'm sorry, for the open items list, it'd be good to pull out, what things are.
I'll do a similar thing with the open items list.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And that
So
gets
I
us
will say
on our way.
it may be a couple of days before I send that out, but definitely by Thursday I'll try to send that out to everybody.
That's great. No. Yes, of course. Okay. Like I said, I had dropped off the call for a moment, a few minutes, so I'm not sure what I missed, what was decided on motions. Are we putting off the motions until we get a chance to look at these lists again,
No.
or
No.
no?
No.
No.
I think that there's a motion on the floor as Grace read it, and people all thought that it was a good idea after questions and clarification.
Right.
So we have to accept it or vote it if people have objections,
Okay.
yeah.
This is Grace. I have a request for information. I limited the receipt points for any information to Wondren and Maxie based on that request from Maxie. But Carol is asking that we maybe want to include George or Scott. Let me know if I should add them, what the consensus is about adding them to this distribution list.
You really shouldn't, if I may say. I think let's honor what Netta has asked us to do and what many of our third-party vendors have asked, and that's to limit the direct contact. I don't think we want every member of the committee or board reaching directly to the auditors or to Netta.
Not at all. But was it said that it's Maxie, Wondren, and Carol who
I'm
made
sure they don't
contact?
mean me.
That's
Oh.
no, Nancy. Nancy.
Oh, or Nancy. Okay. Well, why don't we have people send it to all three of you just for backup? Redundancy is, not a problem. But you guys would just find who make sure, to avoid things either being duplicated or falling through the cracks, decide who's going to send things to any DA.
Who is the third person? I'm sorry.
Nancy Sorden.
Nancy
Nancy.
Sorden. What about sending it to you, Eileen?
I wouldn't mind seeing things. I would avoid sending them out. I would just be curious to.
I think that's a great idea. The key is really the key person is wandering in this, and that she can not only receive it, but she can also upload it. So that's why
Okay.
proof that she'd be on the list. But I
Okay.
think Eileen, as the committee chair, it makes perfect sense as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to see things. So, and then see if we have
Okay.
questions. Great.
Are the receipt points Wondren, DeSems, Maxie Jackson, and Eileen Rosen? Is that sufficient?
Yeah, I think that works. We probably don't need to add Nancy then.
Okay. So I'm going to send this now then to everyone.
Great.
But I don't have Wondren. Let me put.
You need to know how to spell her complicated name.
Have that. No, I have that.
Just kidding.
N-E-D. Okay, I'm sending it now. might want to forward it to Scott. I don't have his email address handy.
I'm happy to.
Okay, I sent it.
Okay. Here we go. You have
by the way,
on there already? Oh, yeah?
Colleen, this is John Tatum.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
That's interesting. This was approved in an unusual way, but it's legal. The motion has been approved.
Yes, we do things differently on the audit committee, I guess, apparently.
Yeah.
I told you, Mr. Tatum, that I'm not very good at Robert's rules, and I rely on other people to direct me on them. So, you know,
yeah,
we just try to get
without asking.
Uh-huh.
That's a new one for me, but that's fine.
Okay, good.
Eileen.
I normally would ask if anybody has any objections to this motion. Now that we have it where we can read it. But, yes, Carol, go ahead.
I have another motion, which was, as we said, we wanted a separate motion for minutes.
Yes.
So I sent out a separate motion, and I don't know if I'm not real necessarily happy with the language of it. So
okay.
People read it and see if it should be tweaked.
Okay.
Yeah, and my dyslexia when I'm trying to do a couple of things at once.
Yeah. Okay.
Meet the audit committee meet the legal and financial requirements by. See, it's not right. I knew it wouldn't be right.
It hasn't come
but,
in yet.
But let me begin again here, and we can compose it.
Maybe
committee.
Can you just read? Yeah.
Let's compose it by committee. Okay. I move that the audit committee report to the PNB. No. I don't. See, it's wrong. It's awkward and wrong. The audit committee report to the PNB the legal and fiduciary requirements of the minutes of the Pacifica National Board, the minutes of the audit committee meetings, the minutes of all the financial committee meetings, for the audits, okay, meeting for the audits. I'm so sorry. I wish my eyes didn't jump and I didn't have these issues. For the audits, they all need to be reported, accepted, and posted. Now, and this is a question then. I'm not sure that we have a place right now where we keep the file of all the minutes. I mean, what happens is we always, like my experience with the 2017 audit is that we were scrambling for minutes. And I know Eileen and I and Aki and others did a lot of work to pull together the audit committee minutes. And that I've promised to do stuff for 2018, actually, because I was not a director in 2017. But do we post them? Should we be posting them to KPFTX? Is that where they all should be so that they're publicly available? Is that right? And is that what should be in the motion? That's a question for everybody.
For CPB, it's not required that they're posted on your website. They need to be available for inspection.
Well, we need some sort of repository for them. And
yeah.
I don't think we have
something
one.
This is something that Maxie and I talked about very briefly, you know, some months ago, that we need a way to centralize Pacifico's information.
Papers.
It does get lost. Yeah. All these kinds of things, minutes and other you know, organizational documents and things of the sort. Because, you know, I heard you wondering. I'm not sure if we have gotten any further on that, or if Maxie's had a chance to think any more about it, because I know you were interested in, you know, being able to organize and preserve Pacifica's documents. But, you know, we can't do everything at once. Wondering then, James.
Yes, I wanted to say that in the interim, while we're trying to figure out what the massive plan is for centralization, as I said before, there was periods of time where things were kept and records were kept. If it's okay and it's not out of order, I think if it's emailed to Angie here at the Pacifica office, there is files that are set up to receive all that information, and there's files in there. It's just not, it hasn't been consistently kept up, but there are already folders on our X drive, on our network drive for minutes and for PNB minutes as well. And so until we figure out something major, we can probably use that system that we used before, if you guys are okay with that and if it makes sense.
Huh. I'd like Maxie to speak up on that. But first, James Sackerton. Go ahead, James.
This is just a question, if there's someone who could remind me. Didn't we have a motion to the PNB by Grace concerning the record keeping of the minutes and the central location for the minutes? And was there any action, or did that ever reach the PNB?
I couldn't say. Grace, any?
When was that? Grace, we can't hear you if you're talking.
I can't recall, to tell you the truth. I recall some discussion about that. I don't know if we formalize it into a motion.
I asked you if you were going to include the CAB minutes in that motion, and you said yes, I will, and I believe then you did.
Okay, let's see. Motion.
I'll tell you what, maybe we don't want to, you don't have to do this right this second, but maybe when you get a chance, you can look for it and let us know next time. Next meeting, you know. And meanwhile, maybe we can be in touch with Wondrin, about the folder setup that she mentioned, and maybe be in touch with Angie and see if they have any conventions for naming files or any of that stuff. So I can do that. I'd be happy to do that.
Great. Let's all, you know, leave the call, go to bed.
It is late. I think, do we need to do anything else here tonight? Well, we need to set the next meeting at least. That would be important. Should we follow our usual of meeting again in a couple of weeks?
Carol,
what
day
that is? Yes, ma'am.
Strategic Planning Committee meets on the second and fourth Monday. So this is the first Monday. If we met the first and the third, and occasionally skipped one. But, you know.
Sure. Well, the next 2 weeks would be March 18th. Is that okay with everybody? That is the third Monday of the month.
Fine.
Okay, next meeting, the 18th.
Okay. Jamie for the stack.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make a request on a future meeting date, which would be the first Monday in April 1st. because we're having a special, we're planning a special meeting at KPFK for the Spanish language programming. And I know that myself and I believe Paulina also would be interested in attending that meeting on that evening.
Okay, and it's at the same time, huh?
Maybe we can skip. Maybe we can skip a meeting.
Because then we wouldn't meet until April 15th, a month away. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is completely disrelated to the question or the statement that was just made. When is the Spanish language discussion? What station is that?
That's going to be on April 1st.
At KPFK?
KPFK, correct. It won't be at the KPFK station, but it is for KPFK, right?
Okay. The only reason I ask, and forgive me for using this moment to ask, is I had let them know that I was interested in partaking in their next conversation. So if you want to let them know that I still am interested, that would be helpful. I appreciate it.
And this is Maxie, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I will definitely make sure that Aniela is in the loop on that.
Great, thank you.
Eileen, thank you. Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
I think that we should meet on the 18th and then decide what to do afterwards. And that we
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock here almost.
Right.
So. Yes, okay.
All of
anything else? Yes, Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened to the motion about the mints.
Oh, right. Good question.
It was poorly written. And I thought Grace thinks that there may have been a motion already passed by the PNB, and maybe if that's true, it could be we could remind the PNB of it.
Well, this motion is coming from the audit committee, though.
But it was a motion by Grace in the audit committee, is my understanding. Is that right? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm often wrong.
Well, let's put it this way. If it hasn't been done, then it's okay to make the motion now to have it done.
Okay. All right. So let's then get language that we want it to be. So I move that the audit committee report to the BNB, the audit committee remind the PNB. How about that? Mind the PNB of the legal and fiduciary requirement of the minutes of all Pacifica National Board meetings.
Audit
all
committee.
The minutes of all the audit committee meetings, the minutes of all the financial committee meetings are required for the audits. Are required
to be
for the audits, for our audits. They need to be reported, accepted, and posted. Or we're not saying posted. They have to be reported, accepted, and saved.
I think that's good enough, yes.
Centrally saved. How about centrally saved? Within weeks of the meetings happening.
File national office.
Pardon? Say that again.
Filed.
Okay, accepted and filed at the central office. Filed at the PNO. The PNO. Within weeks of the meetings happening. Within weeks of PNO. Within weeks of the meeting, at this time, outstanding minutes are a report priority for those responsible for doing them. Failure to get these done is a failure of a fiduciary duty that endangers our nonprofit staff status. The years covered run from October. The years address now. I mean, it's all the years are covered, but the years being looked at now run from October 1st, 2017 to the present. The audit committee suggests
the national board vote support
for our motion. How's that?
To the present and going forward.
And going forward. And
James,
going
with a point of information.
Forward.
Go ahead, James.
I believe the motion that I was referencing may be on January 21st at 10:13 p.m. If anybody wants to check that, it's audit committee motion from audit committee meeting of January 21st for the PNB, as it is necessary for our audits to have complete minutes of all Pacifica National Board meetings, both closed and open, as well as the audit and finance committees for the last 2 years, et cetera, et cetera.
How about if I add, this has been called to the attention of the directors, the organization previously, and it is not being complied with. Something like the importance. Should I add something like that, or should we just skip this?
I don't know if we passed. All I have is the motion from Grace. I just went through my email and found the motion from Grace. I don't have notes here with that on whether or not it was passed or whether it was actually forwarded to the PNB. I don't have that.
This is a reminder. Excuse me. This is a reminder, and yes, you could add that. But the other thing I was concerned about was the within weeks.
Okay.
It needs to be more definite. Within 2 weeks or whatever, you know.
Within a month, perhaps?
1 month, fine, whatever. But,
say 1 month, just because.
Say 1 month, okay. They need to be within 1 month to keep our records, 1 month of the meetings happening, of the meetings.
Or occurrence.
Adjournment.
Okay.
And so I'm the board, done, and I'm CCing George and Scott and Wandrin, and I know Wandrin's up at the top. She's one of the people it's going to. And the subject is, audit. What should the subject line say?
Motion regarding official
audit requirement.
Or something.
Say it again.
Motion required for the audit.
Okay. All right. Now, if the little rainbow colored circle stops spinning.
Madam Chair, another question. Just like the other motion, should this go to George and Scott, or can they get their copies from one?
Of the motions? Oh, the notes? You mean the minutes?
Oh, this, the minutes.
I don't know. I sent them to Scott last time, or gave him access. I put what I had into a Google Drive folder of my own and gave him access.
It's not letting me do anything. My computer is like spinning wheels.
Madam Chair, can you ask Maxie how he feels about this?
Sure. Maxie?
How do I feel about what in particular?
About who's sending the minutes around.
Who gets the motion?
it's the auditors who need them. I don't think George, I don't think Nita needs the minutes. I'm not sure they ever look at them.
I would send them to me and Wanda.
And Angie.
Okay.
If you want to repeat.
Yeah, if that's where.
Committee, that would be fine too.
To the committee? Yeah. Yeah, of course, we all share the minutes here to review them and approve them. So.
Well, there's something going on with my computer, and it's not letting me finish
okay.
and do anything with this email.
I think we can. Can we save this for the next meeting as well? Because I don't think it's urgent. Can we just do that, and then you can write it up when you get the chance?
James for the stack?
Yes, James.
Yeah, I would concur with that idea, and that would give people a chance to look at that January 21st motion and figure out whether we passed that and whatever might have happened to it.
Sure. Good idea. Okay, so Carol will send.
I'll send this as soon as my computer, allows me.
When she can. We should all look at, you said January 21st?
Yeah, 10:13 p.m.
10:13 p.m. Okay. Computers always fail you just when everybody else is watching. you know how it is.
Murphy's Law.
Something like that. It's a subsection of Murphy's Law. Yeah. There are any number of those. Okay, any other business tonight? Are we done? Can we adjourn? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Oh, Ken Laufer to the stack.
Well, Ken, there's no stack,
yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you got me that I was here. I was only 10 minutes late, so.
Yeah, I did see that. And Julie, I'll send you our final.
Yes, duly noted.
Right, and also, I have to unfortunately say that on the 18th of March, I won't be able to make it. So I won't be able to be here on the 18th of March, yeah. I wish it would have been like the 11th, a week earlier, would have been fine.
Yeah, but that would be next week,
no,
and nobody
would.
That
would be next week, yeah. The 25th is good, too. But anyway, I can't make it on the 18th, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're sorry, yeah. Well, you'll see the minutes when they happen, so, okay, so moved.
Move to adjourn.
All right. This meeting is adjourned. It's 11:03. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much. Thanks to all our guests, whoever is still here, and get some rest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night,
Eileen. You're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah,
great
call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great.
Good. I can sleep well tonight then. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.